All right, folks, welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym, your daily workout for a stronger, more resilient you. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and today we're tackling something that trips us up every single day. Getting hung up on the outcome. Ever feel like you're constantly pushing, striving, desperately hoping for a specific result? You know that feeling when you pour your heart into a project, only to have it fall flat? Or maybe you meticulously plan that perfect date night, only for things to go hilariously off script. We all experience those moments. But here's the kicker, friends. The real power lies not in controlling the outcome, but in controlling how we react to it. Today, we're going to unlock the Stoic secret to letting go of that attachment and finding peace even when things don't go our way. So, strap yourselves in because these five takeaways are about to blow your mind. 1. Outcomes are not within our control. This one stings a little, doesn't it? We like to think we're masters of our destiny, but the truth is, life throws curveballs. A promotion might not come through, that dream job could go to someone else, and even our carefully laid plans can crumble faster than a stale cookie. Accepting this reality, as tough as it may seem, is the first step to true freedom. 2. Our effort is within our control. Here's where we flip the script. While we can't control the outcome, we absolutely have the power to control our effort. Whether it's that presentation at work or that creative project you've been dreaming of, pour your heart and soul into it. Give it your best shot, because that dedication, that commitment to excellence, is what truly matters. 3. Focus on what you can influence. Think of it like this. Your life is a garden. You can plant the seeds, nurture them with care, and create a beautiful space. But you can't control the weather, the pests, or every little sprout that decides to pop up. Instead of worrying about what you can't change, focus on cultivating the things within your reach, your attitude, your actions, your relationships. 4. Embrace disappointment as a learning opportunity. Ever notice how disappointment often feels like a closed door? Well, sometimes those closed doors lead us to even better opportunities. Instead of dwelling on what didn't happen, see it as a chance to learn, to adjust your course, and maybe even discover something unexpected. 5. Practice gratitude for what you have. This one is crucial, folks. When we focus on what we lack, it breeds discontent. But when we cultivate gratitude for the good things in our lives, our loved ones, our health, our experiences, it shifts our perspective and creates a sense of contentment. All right, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine you've been working tirelessly on a big presentation for your boss. You've poured your heart into it, practiced until your tongue is raw, and visualized success every step of the way. But then, during the presentation, technical difficulties hit. Your slides freeze, the projector malfunctions, and suddenly, everything feels like it's falling apart. Now, here's where those Stoic principles come in handy. You can either panic, blame fate, or let the whole thing derail you. Or, you can take a deep breath, acknowledge that this is beyond your control, and focus on what you can influence. Your composure, your communication skills, your ability to adapt. You might even use the situation humorously to connect with your audience. Remember, it's not about avoiding setbacks, it's about mastering your reaction to them. So there you have it, folks, 5 powerful Stoic takeaways to help you let go of outcome attachment and find peace in the journey. Remember, it's not about controlling everything, it's about controlling how we respond to what life throws our way. Now, go out there, embrace the unpredictable, and don't forget to share your thoughts. Let me know on social media how these insights are helping you navigate the ups and downs of life. And don't forget, tomorrow's episode is all about finding strength in adversity, so stay tuned for another dose of Stoic wisdom. Until then, keep that mind gym pumping.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.